I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Remember the musician who aired his grievances online when United Airlines baggage handlers literally destroyed his guitar? Well, here's how you can prevent the same thing happening to you. On most airlines, an instrument can be a carry-on, but only if it fits in the overhead bin or under the seat. And if the cabin is full, well, you're out of luck. And that's when it's worth checking in early or paying for early boarding. Or you may have to contact the cargo department for special shipping. Size and packing requirements vary by each airline. Some only accept hard cases, so call ahead to confirm the details. And you have to mark which side to open the case from and label the opposite side with instructions to flip it over before opening. Have the gate agent place a prominent fragile sticker on both sides. Stuff any pockets of space with soft items like t-shirts for extra padding. And because changing pressure and temperatures can often affect the strings of some musical instruments, tune them down a half step or so to relieve stress. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.